Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera. Rhea Hughes, Fran Rojas hanging out. So do we think that Joe is in the Caribbean with Fred Barnett, like he alluded to? Or do we think he was just, you know,
probably
doing Joe things and...
Well, no, I
trying
why
to make
would
us
he,
think he was there.
Why would
he's
he have to be
there
in the Caribbean? Maybe it's not.
Well, that's
the Caribbean
where he said that he went with Fred last time, right? Was it Bermuda or something like that? I think something.
I think so. Yep.
Was there a reason it was
famous
there?
Famous toilet incident.
I think he has a house there.
Fred's
yeah,
house.
He has a house.
So
there.
So it would be. Probably
that would be my
in
guess. Yes.
Huh. Yeah. So he alluded to it. How?
He was like, oh, maybe I'll be hanging with Fred Barnett. Maybe I'm going to remember he did the whole before he left thing.
He doesn't ever tell you. So that
no,
was just, I believe
yeah,
that he just threw
I
that
think
out
he
there.
Thinks it's hilarious or whatever. Oh, everyone's going to wonder where I am. It's like, you know what? Good riddance. Do your thing. It's fine.
Good riddance. Fine. That's a little harsh.
I'm joking. It's fine. all I'll say, and it's no offense to a great eagle, but I honestly will think less of you, Fred Barnett, if you had Joe back to your house. All right, 215-592-9499.
Yeah, sort of.
All right, coming up in a couple minutes.
Not really.
No, we love you, Fred, and if it, you know.
We love both of you guys.
Look, we all make mistakes.
A little bit, sort of. We love one of you guys more than the other.
Yeah.
Kind
lot
of love.
Lot of love.
Kind
here.
Of love one of you guys.
Lot
we
of
love one of you guys.
Yes. Fred.
Sort of love the other.
All right. Coming up in a couple minutes, you'll hear from Bryce Harper. Bryce joined the ESPN broadcast last night for Sunday Night Baseball, gave an update on the wrist, how he's feeling. We haven't heard from Bryce a lot. A few times here and there, we've heard from Topper. We've heard, you know, all the stuff. Good to hear from Bryce last night. We'll judge how he sounds, what we think of it. That's coming up in a couple minutes. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Dave in Maryland. What up, Dave?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Morning, Dave.
I just thought the series that really got me to buy in on the Phillies was the Blue Jays series when they threw Wheeler, Sanchez, Suarez, and a good hitting team. They just shut them down for a weekend. You're getting the same thing this next 2 days, 3 days with the Astros. And just having the Mets series, they're beating good teams, even without Bryce, even without their lineup at full strength. But what I think is the obvious need is the bullpen.
Agree.
And I think, like James said, at some point you got to be willing to, put the powder in. And there's three teams in the American League with the Twins, Orioles, and A's that have closers that you would have to give up a lot for.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what this team needs. And you know, if this is the year, which I think it is, that you have to go all in, a Duran, Batista, or Mason Miller at the end, even if you have to give up a Crawford, Abel, or somebody else,
yeah,
I think you have to do it.
Dave, I'm starting to get there, too. Like, I'm not trading Aiden Miller and Painter. Like, I kind of go in hoping, planning not to move those two guys. But otherwise, I'm pretty open-minded about potential options. And you mentioned some interesting teams. I think the Twins and Orioles are both, particularly the Twins are interesting because of the Byron Buxton thing, too. You know, top center fielder for them, right-handed power bat has been on fire. Now, the issue with Byron Buxton is I don't know if he's ever made it through a season.
On the field.
Yeah, he's the all-time gets hurt guy, but
he's a soft tissue guy.
Super, just all kinds of injuries. He's had all kinds of issues staying on the field throughout his career, but he is super talented. He is white hot, and you would think that, you know, might not cost as much because he has struggled to stay on the field. But to your point, Dave, they do have Duran as their closer who is lights out. They have Griffin Jacks as their setup guy who would be he would be the best reliever in this Phillies bullpen today if they traded for him. So I think that's an interesting team to point out. Obviously, Batista is an interesting name.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm with you. I look, Mason Miller, there's a little too much control left on that. I think Mason Miller would cost the most of all those guys. But regardless,
Dave, he has a 5.40 ERA this year as well.
Sure. Yeah. I just think that.
But he's awesome.
Yeah. He's super talented, a lot of control and all that. But I do think, Dave, to your point, it's starting to feel like I'm willing to start to trade guys that I might not have been willing to before. You know, this team is proving it to me.
Can I make a quick point on the NBA before just watching the post-game interviews last night is, you know, obviously we talked about the Sixers and how far away they are on the court. Just listening to those guys and how much they appreciated each other as teammates last night, that's even – the Sixers are even further away with that component. So,
I think organizationally, you know, how they're functioning as an organization, the Thunder, you know, running laps around the Sixers, and the Pacers are running laps around the Sixers. And to your point,
it was great to watch. Children of the Corn is my answer.
Answer, Dave. Nice call across the board. Yeah, Children of the Corn, a really good answer for
Malachi.
It came up last week, right, or a week and a half ago. You brought up the whole Malachi thing randomly. Yeah.
Talk about the Corn song, right?
No, he's talking about the movie Children of the Corn.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I probably should.
I'm buddy. Sorry. Nice try.
Malachi
Fran showing
was
his
nasty.
Age right there.
The leader of the evil children.
Yes.
Fran.
Yes.
Fearful Franny. Fearful Fran.
That's true. Fearful Fran. That's probably why he's not into it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm afraid of Richie because he doesn't like me.
So. That's what Fran was saying during
really?
The commercial. Yeah.
Oh, so this is not
he
something I knew about.
He perceives that I dislike him.
Hmm.
And I was not aware. I didn't think.
Why does he
disliked
think that?
Fran. Well, every time he looks at me, he gives me a scowl.
So this is a body language, a face expert type stuff going on here.
Facial expressions.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have a resting jerk face to Fran or something like that?
I do have a major problem. My horn got bitten.
I know.
By a mosquito.
Inside baseball, John has not talked about much else off the air besides this mosquito.
It's driving
bite this
me
morning.
Insane.
It has been the main topic of conversation off the air. Has been this mosquito bite.
Well, first of all, I've been doing a lot of farming.
I've been farming.
You
literally
my yard.
Said the words. I'm a farmer came out of your mouth during the last break.
I love it. I decided everything. Actually, Alicia and I decided let's try to grow stuff. Uh-huh. And I, you know, when you're growing flowers, it's cool. But when you're growing, I don't know, watermelons and tomatoes and cucumbers and thyme, you know, like now I can go out and like grab some basil from the garden, growing some strawberries, although I don't know. I haven't seen a strawberry anywhere. Trying to grow strawberries, but, you know, going out and staying on top, growing fig trees, but the deer are going crazy, attacking my fig trees. But the point is, this rogue mosquito somehow. I walked inside
rogue
yesterday.
Mosquito, aren't they all rogue?
Yes. Well, yes. I'm wondering if I'm watering too much because now this mosquito somehow attacked me in such a way. Like, this is the itchiest I've ever felt a mosquito bite because it's right on my horn.
Yeah.
Right on the broken horn, my left horn. So it's sticking out even more than it should, I think. And he injected me with a lot of that itchy stuff. So this mosquito bite is an all-time worst mosquito bite. I am positive. And it's so close to my brain, it's impossible to forget.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me. I've been with you all morning. I know how bad it is. 215-592-9494. All right, I promised the Bryce Harper sound. That's going to come up next. The first thing when we get back, we will play for you Bryce Harper last night on the ESPN broadcast, talking about his wrist, talking about coming back from the injury, how he's feeling. Really interesting insight into specifically with Bryce, how he's feeling, how he's coming along. That's coming up next, plus your calls.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.